Beleza, beleza. Alô, alô. Aurão. Why do you need the whole thing committed to memory? Oh, thank you. It's like, yeah, it's like three flannels in one. I don't know what it's like where you guys are, but it's officially autumn out here, so it's flannel season. Oh. Oh. So it's just hot. Oh, interesting. It's very lifelike. Pretty cold. Ooh, flannel season. Yeah, it'll probably snow in like 5 days, but then on Christmas it'll be like 65 degrees and sunny. Well, then we'll wait a little bit. It'll snow like in February, get nice again, and then like mid-April, we're storm of the season. Yeah. It's like if someone took all the seasons and just like shook them like a snow globe. Crazy. What? Why do you have so many knives near your desk? What is happening in your apartment? Mike only has. Is your apartment just knives, glass, and a ceramic gnome? Pretty impressed. Wait, so you don't know how to juggle? I thought that you could juggle, and Tanner was like, "Oh, let's see you juggle." I thought you could juggle. Oh, pretty good. Looks impressive. Sure, I will go first. I am Banyan. I'm an orc. Little short for most orcs. Pretty stocky though. Well dressed for the office. Like a nice, maybe like no sport coat, but like some nice suspenders and a nice shirt. Sleeves are down. Still a tie. Just look like I'm here for a day at work. But there is like a puka shell necklace. Like I went to Mexico once and bought a cheap puka shell necklace. Yes, and I've told everyone it's a real shark's tooth from a real shark, and everyone knows it's not except for me. I'm Banyan. I'm sure that you have like a cool like silver eye thing, but all I imagine is you have like silver mascara with like a smoky eye thing going on. That's crazy. Two things. First, can I do like an insight check on if we're actually going to make it out of this? Do. That's not great. 24. Glory to the iridescent host. He said that there are two ways that we could be getting in, either be airdropping in or sort of dropping in outside the city and then, do a little walkie woo inside. What sort of defenses would we be looking at for both of those? No, that's the worst. That's yes, dude, that's the worst name. The bones have eyes. The bones. That's horrifying. Still not as bad as the bones have eyes. Baby shoes for sale. The bones have eyes. So we just got to deal with that now. Little bit. Okay, so once we go in there, we're just on our own in there. Okay, well, luckily we have each other, right, fellas? God. Oh yeah, I can turn into maybe like a little like a fly or a rat or a small lizard or maybe a small cat or a praying mantis or maybe like an inchworm or like a gerbil. I'll just keep going if you guys don't stop him. I could maybe turn into a kangaroo and one of you could fit in a pouch, but are there kangaroos? This is an important question to go, though. Are there kangaroo people in this setting? I'm going to save that. Next one shot character is just Kangaroo Jack. Kangaroo Monk. Josh, do you have gravity in the do you have the gravitational constant in this setting? Oh, I thought we were just like slapping it to the ground. Oh, that's a real long time in the air. Yeah, that's about right. It takes a while. Yeah, maybe take the sewers or climb over a fence or something. Yeah, we could swim upriver. I could be a salmon. Or maybe a mackerel. Or maybe like a flounder. Or. Just cutting off everyone else. Oh, yeah, me too. This is recording. Ooh. What? Oh, wow. I am in Turkey. I'm in Turkey right now. Caspian Sea. Let's see. Oh no, it's is the Black Sea? Oh yeah, hang on. So we're on the airplane. Yeah, I could be maybe like a big eye tuna, or I guess there's a small eye tuna too, but I guess that would just be every tuna that's not a big eye tuna. Yeah, I agree. Seems like the better chance. I don't want to get shot out of the air. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. It's like his brother John Lucas says, the only way down is to jump. I jump. I got you, Mike. Only go up a ladder, Josh, and jumping off ladders his whole life. Josh gets stuck in a tree. The fire department comes to the ladder. Just climb down the ladder. I can't. You can only go up those. Bring a shoe. Anyway. Okie dokie. Oh, neato. I got a 33. As we're going down, and the parachutes open, the air kicks back in. You just hear, "Buddy system." I don't want to get into the city at night, so that. Although I guess, like, how brightly do the halos glow? Is this the sort of thing where it's like a nightlight? Okay, so we're not gonna be walking through the city at night, and some dude walking from a bar is gonna be like, "Oh my God!" Hey. Terrifying. Oh, yeah, we'll do that. All this stealth. I got a 33 survival. That seems so low. Oh, wait. Oh, that could be kind of fun. I think I may have a spell. Golly, there are a lot of druid spells. It only lets you breathe underwater. I can remember what the name of it is. Yes, it is deep breath. Oh, it's a cantrip, though. Never mind. Never mind. I don't have that spell then. I thought I had that spell, but I don't. I have a different one. Well, I have the spell creation. For an hour, I could make us a box. We could hide in this box. I mean, I could turn to like a salmon and swim upstream, but well, if we could lure one guard away, and then, like him, and take his gear, I have a spell called Humanoid Form where I can just be him for a little bit, and then I can escort you guys through. This is humanoid form. There is a wild shape feat to make a part of wild shape, but this one is a separate spell. I think this just happens to be a primal spell, I think. Oh, it's also Arcane Occult. Wrong campaign. I mean, sure. I don't think I have the outfit, but I can't change my clothes just the way I look. I have another spell. Here's the plan. Okay, listen to this. We spot one guard. I turn into a unicorn. I can do that. Then I lure him away because who doesn't want to go pet a unicorn? Then, when he's far enough away, we jump him and slit his throat, and then we take his clothes and his ID. Then I turn into him, and then we walk through the city. Maybe we should get a little closer and we can see and get a little more information. Sneak over. I don't. That's horrifying. I'm pretty good at those, this character. Bless you. I got an 8, or sorry, a 33. I got a 33. What do we think? Do we want to try and lure one of them over here, or do we want to just try and make a run for it? I'm fine just risking it and boop, 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 boop. Yeah, in, at night. At night. Yeah. Bye, Yeah. I can also just turn into a bird and fly on there, so a little bit less work. It's like a little bit, it's a little bit less work. Yeah. Well, then I can also watch for people looking overboard and help you guys up. Easy. Oh, I was saying this is important lore. Oh no. Not John Franco. Yep. With that, I'll turn into whatever bird is common around here. I'll turn into a pheasant around here. Let me just double check if this changes my perception or anything. I don't think so. Eye in the sky. He takes some adrenaline underground or in the water. jabs himself in the John Barlow is dead in the riverbed. There's a pheasant. Oh my God. I'm a pheasant somewhere being like, as you guys are like, oh. I think at this point, I just like landed on if the boat has railing, and I'm just kind of watching over the side. I'm gonna kind of flutter along towards him. Is there railing? Is he by railing? What is the layout here? Okay. I'm gonna flutter over to him as fast as I can, and kind of like walk up to him and I'll just go, whoo, kind of like dance around him a little bit and do that thing where like when an animal comes up to you and you're like, oh my God, this animal really likes me. And just kind of like dance around him a little bit. I'm improvising. I'm trying not to kill this old man on this boat. We're on a boat tour. 27. Thirty-two. I'll let him. I'll like. I'm just trying to keep this man's attention not on my companions. Oh, as we're far enough away and I see them drifting away in the distance, I'll be like, whoo! Fly into the night. a thing for boats. The second he looks away, I just go dive into the water. Make her wait. This is kind of gross. This is kind of gross. Josh, what's like how wealthy is this whole city across the board? Is the wealth concentrated into one area, or is it sort of like spread out, or? Oh, so we can just kind of make our way toward the center of the city through these sewer tunnels. Make our way toward the center of the city. Not that good anywhere close. Okay. Do you have a list of these? Are you like looking down the list? Or you just come up with these off the cuff? I'm so excited. Ooh, sewer. No, you didn't hear my description of me saying, "Hey, it's me, a tree. I'm a potted, I'm one of those small trees in a potted plant." That Wait, there's two kinds of trees? You right? Come on, man. Take it. Give it a year, they'll have awakened tree. Yeah, they're all sketchy down here. Yeah, they're all there. They're all ne'er-do-wells down here. Oh, sorry, the rest are just sewer dwellers. Yeah, well, one of them at least is shifty. We just keep minding our business. web boats. Josh, I cannot control my character. I think I'm still. It finally comes out. I'm ruined. No, all these years of running this complex Dungeons and Dragons game, with me included. I think it says that I'm still Dawn. Let me try reloading. Oh, it is too late. I have reloaded. I'm coming back in. Oh, I can move it now. Yes. I have Dawn. I'm still Dawn. The greatest character I've ever come up with. You rolled it privately. I'll saddle over to this young man. I don't know how old he is. Hey, buddy, you step the fuck back. What do you think? We're just walking through here. Why are you being so rude? Listen. Oh, right, I rolled over here. Oh my gosh, where are we? This is not my character. I clicked on the wrong character. I clicked on I was like, what is this character? Yeah, I clicked on Krindle. Oh, this should be this intimidation to be much higher. Maybe I change this since I sense you. I'll just add the difference. Apologies. I should have master proficiency in intimidation. That's okay. Yes. Roll. Roll. 30. Hey. Bud, listen, my friend asked you a question. We didn't do anything to you, we're just walking through. Answer his question and maybe we'll leave. Hey, buddy, from where I'm sitting, you're looking pretty. Is this the shifty sewer dweller? You're looking pretty shifty too, to me. Listen, pal, my friend here, Krindle Vilksnake, is gonna ask you this question again, and maybe this time you'll be polite about it. I'll back up a little bit. That's so hard. That's so weird. That's so weird. The heck? No, stop. I'm gonna look at the shifty sewer dweller while this is happening. Get out of here, punk! I don't want to see you around here again. Go clean up your act! That's cool. Weird. Josh, are we familiar with the Zorban? The bone zone. East. It's a fun map. Oh, wow, this is neat. Oh, there was a whole crew down here. We could have met Ne'er-do-well 1 and 2 at the, and Paranoid Sewer Dweller 1. Oh no. Wow. Very. Wow. Gonna run the Zorban at some point. Bones. Oh, so it doesn't have to look like a heart. It's just like a just be. Oh, fully black. Oh, wow, this is ornate. Oh my God, what the heck? Oh, we got these, this priest and this foremost. Well, they gotta die. Oh boy, here we go. I mean, I guess I could also, we could get, if you guys want to give me the thing, I could turn into a bug. I think all my gear shrinks into me and can just z z over to on top of the fane. Flip back in and then stab it. I might need you guys for backup just in case. Okay, so here's my plan. I turn into a unicorn. No one can resist following a unicorn. I'll just walk down the hallway. They'll all come. I'll turn into a bug. Yeah, I think we just gotta rush them. Just run the opposite direction of where I have to be to survive. That's true. Okay, you want me to? So where's this window? I'm sorry. Oh. Yeah, I can just crash through it as a unicorn. Can be like, ah! Special indeed. There's actually I read a very interesting not exactly a paper, but like a whole thing about this. It's like the Monty Python D&D thing, where when you make a campaign that's very serious, the players will continuously add goofiness, and when you make a campaign that starts off goofy, players will add in the seriousness. I think I'm just kind of gonna buck around here a little bit. So I guess I'll actually move. I'll go over here. So I'll like crash through and then just sort of start like running in circles, panicking, looking like a panicked unicorn. Let's see. I got a not bad modifier. Wait, I hope I actually roll. Roll. This should be, I don't know why it's showing up like this. This should be two higher than whatever it is. I'm gonna use my hero point. So it should be 24. I run over here. She can't even see me. Oh God. Oh no. Look a little different. Oh God, foremost rolled a real high. Ugh. Josh, before this happens, can I just miss this spell? Like, as. Cool. This one specifically says it can be dismissed. This is Fey form. I did just check that. I was like, am I stuck as a unicorn for this entire encounter? Oh yeah. We're gonna get crazy. You guys watch as behind this pillar, Banyan just goes, "Oh, here I go," and kind of like flexes and turns into a Triceratops. As I will use the one action flourish to cast Untamed Form. Here we go. Maybe it shows up. There it is. And it'll be Ferocious Form. So I turn into a Triceratops, which I have the info for. That is one action. Yeah. And then I will. What is my speed for this Triceratops? Oh gosh. It is 30 feet. I'm gonna run out. See, I think. Do I have 10 foot reach with these guys? Nah, I don't have reach. I'll just run out and gore her with my horns. And because I'm using my own strength, I get a few neat bonuses. I get a plus two circumstance from Untamed Form. Nice. And then Thirty-eight. I think this is piercing, which is 2d6, but I think I also have rip and tear. I think that's for this one. Let me see. My apologies. New character. Make an unarmed. You learn debilitate. Deals piercing or slashing. It does. Yep. So they take an additional. Yes, it is there. Rip and tear. So she takes 19 piercing, and then she'll take 1d6 persistent or 90. 19 piercing and 1d6 persistent bleed. And that's my turn. I'm a dinosaur. That's super uncool. What is my dinosaur AC? Oh, that's so freaking low. That does miss. It bounces off my thick dinosaur hide. Oh, yeah, the same DC. That's basic AC. That's crazy. Get him, Grindle. I think, yeah, I think Grindle has it. So, hope Grindle is doing his thing. Crazy. That does hit. That's so rude. That misses. The dart just bounces off my thick Triceratops hide. This dinosaur is getting pretty mad. So you watch as the dinosaur's eyes start to like grow red, and from out between the those plates all across it, you see like vines begin to grow in the bark. The plating kind of grows bark-like, and I will rage. Good thing I just lost my other temp hit points so that I can get those. Neat. And yeah, I'm gonna. It seems like she's a spellcaster. A brutal crush, the second action I have to do after. Okay, we're gonna. Your last action dealt bludgeoning damage. Arm attack can see a target. Okay. I'm gonna try and stomp on her. How's a 31? Okay, so that. Let's see, this should have the rage in there, I guess. Let's see if it brings in the rage. There's actually, and then there should be an additional 6 points for rage. And then. I'm going to try and use Brutal Crush. So, your last action dealt bludgeoning damage using an unarmed strike granted by a morph or polymorph effect, which it did. So, I will do this again. Oof, I don't think that was great. There's a 20 hit. That's all I got. That's my turn. Oh, I don't know why. Let's see. Okay. Maybe that'll fix it. Ah! Yeah, that hits. Oh, my AC is super low right now. That is. Ooh. Do I have any resistance from whatever this instinct is? Let's see. Do. I'm not. I guess I have to be a higher level for that. Okay, I don't have any resistance. Hit me! That does not. It was just me making triceratops sounds. Was just triceratops sounds. Oh shit. Yeah, 40 hits. That's a crit. I gotta get out of here. Oh no. That's gonna be a hefty hit. Is that doubled or is that pre-doubled? Okay. Yep, that hits this time. Yeah, my AC is super low right now. Yeah. Oh. Spooky. I'm not muted. Good. Yeah, I'm pinned to the ground, so I'm just gonna, gosh. No, I will try and get. Does this just have like check? This is going to contribute to my map, right? Okay. Then I will indeed try and get out of here. Ah! A billion. This foolish woman, she thinks she could contain me with a dart. I'm a triceratops. Ah! That's a woman, right? Hi. One action, get out of there. Second action, I'm just gonna get over here so I'm no longer doing that. And then I will attempt to gore her with my horns. 34. I don't think you can stack bleeding, so I won't use rip and tear. Gotcha. Gotta add rage. Let's say it's blood link, sure. Twenty-four points, 18 piercing, 6 bludgeoning, or 6 is from rage. Gah! That's it. Oh, yeah. Yep. The gumdrop buttons. Dang. That does hit. I thought I'm 15 feet away. Oh. Cool. Okay. That's what I'm here for. That misses, even with the many minuses I have to my AC right now. That misses. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, we're not getting out of here. We're this is a suicide mission. Always was. There's so much backstory to Grindel. It's happening again. Gentlemen, it appears as though we will not be leading to. This is a real voice. Nope, didn't like. Wild description. Wildly accurate.
Oh shit. I...
That's what it thinks. Yeah, that's actually a crit, crazy enough. Oh, I guess I'll see what Giancarlo is doing here. I have 3 hit points. I still have like orc stuff, but don't do it, guy. Don't do it. Yeah, that hits. So I would go down, but because I have Orcish Ferocity and also my 100 victories tattoo, I actually come back up at 12 hit points. Yep. I got back up a little bit. Oh, I guess I'm wounded. Okay, I'm just gonna. Something's beeping. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm just gonna. All good. Okay, I'm gonna strike her with my horns. Come on, big crit. That's not a crit. 29. Damage. Rage. Rage. One, little slower. 24 points of damage. Okay, we're gonna try this again. Next attack. Oh, come on, come on. That's not gonna hit. Super big mess. I'm gonna hit again. That's all I got. I don't think this will hit though. This is super low. Yeah, there's no way that'll hit. Bummer. That's it. That's all I got. That does hit. I have 12 hit points. I am unconscious. Do I turn back into an orc? That's a great question. I will look into this. I cannot die. That does miss. Yes, because apparently I have a -4 to AC while unconscious. Okay. Wow. Oh, we made it out. Wow. Oh, we made it. Wow, did not think we were getting it. Did not think we were getting home. Wow. Woo. Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah. Wow, this was a big one shot. That was so clutch. Oh, that was fun. Yeah. I like this setting. This is a fun setting. Well, that part of it is. Woof. Yes, we don't do it again. Then you couldn't do a fun cameo of whichever one of our characters makes it off planet. I've spoken with George about this, and we really want to do World War Zug as like a mini campaign in between campaigns. How far can he go? Yeah, who knows what they were. It was under attack. Yeah, I thought it was, I really thought it was a suicide mission. Did not think we were getting out of that one. Yeah.